So we're just going to review. We're up to the Lishna Achrina. Okay, Lishna Achrina and Rashi in the interpretation of these Haimans. Okay, these three cases. Okay, so basically, let's just go to the cases in the Mishnah. The cases in the Gemara. The first case is if a guy has a four-cornered baguette, and he somehow makes it into five corners. He slices one of the corners in a way that it becomes a five-corner one. So if he does that in order to potter himself from tzitzis, because he thereby makes it, thereby there's no corner somehow, that fourth corner is missing or whatever, it's not because it's still chayiv, because it's a five-cornered baguette. And you have to put this on a five-cornered baguette just the same as a four-cornered baguette, so it doesn't do anything. Okay? That's the first case. That's straight. No one argues on how to interpret the facts in that case. Although I do, but not in this particular instance. Next case is a guy who folds up his baguette in a way, and then he ties it up. Okay? Now let's just say according to Rashi, the first pshat. He folds it up in a way where it's still four corners, but now there are new four corners. Okay? Mm. So if he goes up, the corners now become that which used to be the middle is now the corners, temporarily. Okay, because it's tied up. And a tying, a knot, isn't a permanent fix-it method for a garment. So it's a temporary method of fixing it, and now the corners are new corners. And the question is, does he have to put the tzitzis on the new corners? Or is the old corners really the location? So the Gemara says, the old ones. Basically, he didn't do anything. The folding up doesn't do anything, because since it's a temporary thing, and it's eventually, his intent is, anyone who does this is obviously going to undo it very quickly. Right? So therefore, he didn't affect the chiv. The chiv is still in the old corners. Okay? The chiv is still in the old corners. Alright? As it shows, and he shows from the case of a Kalibim Kabbal Tama, that a knot doesn't change the underlying definition of the thing. You put a knot on a kli, on a whatever, on a piece of leather, it doesn't make it into a kli. The kli has to be something which is permanent, so stitching makes it permanent. But just a knot on the bottom is eventually made to be undone, so therefore it doesn't fall. So for that, I guess it's a good idea to review this, well, the basic idea that we had, which we said, the Havami, and the question is, what's the deal when I'm putting it out? What's the idea of the corner? Is the corner just like a functional notion insofar as my levisha is concerned? I'm wearing a thing, there are the extremes of the baguette insofar as the levisha is concerned. Okay? If that's the case, then every levisha is going to vary. If I fold it up and I tie it, now insofar as my levisha is concerned, I have new corners. Okay? It's like a fleeting kind of a notion. It's whatever is functioning in the present as the corner. Okay, or do you say no? That's not the way a corner. A corner isn't just like a functional notion insofar as a levisha, but a corner is an intrinsic component of a baguette. Okay, when you have a baguette, a baguette has corners. It's an intrinsic part of a baguette is its corners. It's like a conceptual element in a baguette. And the way in which, and the reason why is the way in which I define a baguette as a baguette shell tzitzis is through its corners. Okay, that's the method of defining a baguette. So the corner isn't just like practically where the corner is, but it's a component of the baguette. I'm defining the very underlying baguette, and therefore the corner is the underlying corner. Okay, that is not something which is going to be changed by a temporary action. If I see a baguette which is temporarily folded up, and I have to identify what is the definitional corner. Definitively, what is the corner? Conceptually, it's the old, not the thing which happens to be the corner right now. That's because the corner is necessary to define the thing, so now you have to go to the underlying corner, not just that which happens to be functioning right now. Okay? So therefore, the corner is the old corner. Okay? But I would have thought, if a person would sew it up, would actually fold it and sew it, which is a permanent solution, a person... It's not just to do in a few days. It's a real thing. It's a permanent thing. You guys are sewing it up. So then I would think, and this is the third case, I would think then that he will now change the location of the corners, and he will have to put it on the new corners. Kamash Malan, still, it does not. Still, you put it on the old corner. Why? Because if it were the case that you really wanted to change the location of the corner... Right, permanently. So you might as well just cut off the extra material, cut it off and throw it out. Why are you folding it up and sewing it? Because In fact, it's a more complicated process. Why do you have to sell it? You might as well just get rid of it. You don't want it. But it must be because long term you're thinking, hey, maybe I want to undo it someday. So since I may want to undo it someday, therefore I'm going to sew it up. Oh, but there, that's why that old corner still is the corner. So we asked, and the basic idea we said is that's a problem because in 5 years maybe I'm gonna make that into the corner. That's what makes it the corner. How does that make it the corner? That's a maybe. I mean, I don't want to commit. Why should I cut it off? So how can that define the corner? So we said that's true. If you look at a corner as like a here and now kind of a thing, then you're right. Here and now, you have to define the corner based upon what is the corner. The corner is the new thing because it's a permanent thing. You're sewing it up. But we said a corner, what creates the shame of a corner is the asiyah. So the third case is teaching us this din of asiyah. And the asiyah ha-beged is koveya, the beged and its corners. And as such, in order to change the corners, you have to be mafkia, the shame of corner from those original corners. You have to uproot it. And you uproot it by saying this is no longer a corner. It doesn't partake of the cornerness. So if you're doing it in a way where you're in the back of your mind, you're holding out the possibility that it could, its cornerness could yet again express itself, so then that's not a hafka, a removal of the shame of corner. So therefore it's still going to be defined as a corner. Okay? So it's positing a din of an asiyah which defines corners, then this won't suffice to be a hafka. Okay? So that's the way Rashi learned the cases. Okay? So basically the cases according to Rashi were cases where the question, the second third case is, which corners do I have to put the tzitzis on? The old corners, okay, we're going to call them the old corners, or the new corners. Right? It's still always four corners. But the question is, the old original corners do I have to put on, or the new corners? So whether, even if I fold it up temporarily, certainly it's on the old corners, and even if I sew it, it's still on the old corners. Okay? But that was the way Rashi learned. Okay? But according to that way of learning, the second and third case is different from the first case. Because remember, the first case, the guy was attempting to potter himself from tzitzis altogether because he wanted to remove his fourth corner. He's cutting it in a way where it's not no longer four corners. But he was teaching you, no, still your chayiv. Still your chayiv because it's a five-cornered, and five corners also chayiv. But the second and third case, he's not trying to potter himself from tzitzis. He's just trying to change the location of where he's going to have to put the tzitzis. And it's teaching you, no, the location doesn't change. But there is a differentiation between the cases according to the way Rashi learns. Okay? The Shidu and Gwetzis does not have this differentiation. Or the Lishna Achrina. I'm sorry, I'm just calling it Shidu and Gwetzis because that's where I first saw it. But it's really Lishna Achrina and Rashi doesn't have this distinction. And he learns that the second case, okay, let's just take the second case for now, is not where the guy folds up the corners in a way where the location of the corners now changes. No, he folds it up in a way where there are no longer corners. He somehow, I guess, he makes it rounded, I guess something like that. Like he folds it in a way where it now becomes a non-cornered beged. Okay? It's a non-cornered beged. So I would say, if he folds it up in a way where it becomes a non-cornered beged and he ties it, which is this temporary thing, I would say that he's potter. This beged is potter from tzitzis. Kamash malon. No, since knots are a temporary solution, therefore it's still chayiv. Okay, and similarly the third case. If he sews it up in that manner to potter it from tzitzis, I would say you're potter from tzitzis. Kamash malon, no. Because why? Since he didn't cut it off, shows that it's not permanent, that he really wants to retain it. Okay, so the idea is, same idea, except that instead of attempting to change the location of the corners, he's attempting to potter it from tzitzis altogether and render it a non-cornered beged. The svaras on the surface seemingly could apply in the same manner. And the question is, why is it that there's this discrepancy in the two lishna achrinas? I mean, they seem, well, what does it hinge upon, whether you learn it this one case or the other case? I mean, there's got to be a difference. So one point we said is that we've had an idea as to how we approach the problem. So we just approach the problem and says which side would be, so to speak, more easier. I mean, given that there's two cases and they both seem to fit in, who has to explain themselves? Who has to explain why they learn that way? So yeah. So we said that who's more difficult in pshat? I mean, who has to explain, like, which one of them is, so to speak, twisting a little bit in order to learn the way that they're learning. So we said it seems, and this is what we were getting at before, is that it seems like the first Lashon is twisting. It seems the second Lashon is more mislabored just because it goes with the flow of the Gemara. That a guy here is, the Mishnah Gemara is presenting three cases where a guy is trying to potter his baggage from tzitzis. The first way he tries to potter himself is by cutting off a corner, and says it doesn't work because it makes it into a five-cornered thing. The second way is by folding up his garment and making it nine-cornered. So that also doesn't work. And then sewing it, that also doesn't work. To potter it. They're all cases of a guy, understand, the guy who's trying to potter his baggage from tzitzis. And it's saying these methods don't work. They all don't work for different reasons. But according to the first Pshat Rashi, he's not learning that. The first one was where a guy tries to potter himself, make it into and it doesn't work because he's making a five-cornered baggage. The second and third are not where he's trying to potter himself. It's just a question of changing the location of where he's going to put the tzitzis, which seemingly who really cares. Why would a guy want to do that? What does he gain by that? But he's just doing it. It's just a different kind of a case. It's a case if a guy did that for whatever reason, not to potter himself, just for whatever reason. He folded up his baggage like that. It's just an abstract question. Where does he put the tzitzis? So that's, it seems to be a harder flow in the Gemara. So therefore we said, at least just to get started, the question would seem to be, why does Rashi in his first Lashon not want to learn like Rashi in the second Lashon? It must be that there was something that he doesn't accept. He's not willing to accept that case, that is the case, or that the Chakira is going to apply in that case for some reason, which again, we don't know yet. That's I think a good direction to think about it. Okay. So we were just giving an approach without the idea yet, but just an approach of how to think about it. Maybe is that Rashi must not have liked Rashi in the first Lashon must not have liked the second Lashon. He wasn't willing to entertain the possibility. Okay, that. If you would fold up and make it a cornerless baguette in a temporary kind of a way with these knots, he wasn't willing to say he'd be putter from this altogether. That much he's not willing to go. He's willing to say that if you fold it up and you now have new corners, then maybe you could have a havamina that you're going to put it on the new corners instead of the old corners. That much he was willing to have a havamina. But to say that you'd putter yourself from tzitzis by just doing a temporary tie-up job, that much... Shulchan Aruch says that has a hamina, but Rashi in the first Lashon wasn't willing to say that. Okay, he apparently could we show why that is? Could we show how there could be a chiluk that there would be a hamina to say that if you fold up the corners you have new corners, it's still four corners. You have new corners, you're chayiv to put tzitzis on the new ones. But if you make it cornerless, then you're still going to be chayiv. Still going to be chayiv. That much he would not willing to say have a hamina to be potter. So just we'll define it a little better. But Gary's point is like this: is that I understand saying that a temporary folding up temporarily could change where the corners are. Okay, it's a four corner baguette, and I'm chayav to put tzitzis. But where on which corners do I put it? So I may have avina to say that the corners, which corners I'm trying to put it on, is like a functional idea. Whatever happens to be functioning as corners now. That's an accidental thing. It's a four-corner baguette. Now, which corners, where do I put it on? These corners, those corners? So I'd be willing to say that the location, where I put it on, is going to be the... If I have two corners vying for position, I say it's the current corner, so to speak. Those which are functioning as corners, not the underlying corners. That much... He's saying that's a havamina, okay, which is rejected. But that much the first Lashon is willing to say. But to tell me that if you have a four-cornered baguette, now by doing a temporary change, that's going to make it into a cornerless baguette, and it's going to change it from being a baguette shechayv betzitzos into a baguette apatur betzitzos, that kind of an essential change in the baguette. That much, he's saying, how could a temporary thing of just folding it up in a temporary manner make it into a non-cornered baguette? Change the very under definition of the baguette from being a baguette of chayiv to the baguette of padavitz. Does that much, there's no havmina. Forget about it. What there's a havmina for is that once it's a baguette of chayiv tzitzis, well, where are which corners? These corners, those corners, that I can understand saying it's a temp, you know. The corners which I use are those the functional ones. But again, if it's to make it into a baguette chain book, knafayim or knafos, whatever, to make it into a baguette of patur betzitzis, that's an essential change in the baguette. So that much Rashi is not willing to say was even a havamina. If you did that, so you'd have to put it on the corners. Those are the only corners. The corners are the corners. They're not functioning right now as corners. Okay, whatever. But you can't admit Potter from Tzitzis just because you do a temporary thing. I mean, that's a difficulty. That's a difficulty with Rashi, the first lesson and the second lesson. How could you possibly imagine pottering to a beged, making a beged shabal kanfos, which has corners, and underlying these underlying corners, and because of a temporary thing, you're going to potter. That much it can't be. That's the ideal it can't be. It could change it, yes. Where, but that's an accidental thing. Where I happen to use to put the, you know, where I put the, to, that I can imagine. But to potter at that yields a camping. Now, obviously, the problem is the most nachrina. How could he have a havamina? Right? I mean, this says Lush nachrina apparently did have that as a havamina. But so we're saying the first lush is a good point. How could you possibly imagine that it's a four cornered garment, and just because of a temporary thing, it's going to potter it from tzitzis? Make it completely pointless just because of a temporary fold up of the corners, and then it's going to change the underlying definition of the baguette and potter it? What could that be? How could that be? What kind of, how can you have avmi like that? And what's the maskana? Right?
Yeah.
Right, that's natural next step. So, perhaps it's like this. Here's a question. Okay? Here's a question. Can you say that, for instance, a four-cornered garment is chayav in tzitzis? Right? And all other garments are potter in tzitzis, right? So is it pshat that that's the case? That's the way to look at it. That only a four-cornered garment is chayav in tzitzis. And there are different qualities of garments. There's four-cornered garments and non-four-cornered. Or cornered garments and non-cornered garments. There's clothing and cornered garments, you know? And only the class of clothing of four-cornered garments are chayav in tzitzis, but not the other class. Or do you say, really, no, all garments are chayav in tzitzis. No, all garments are chayav in tzitzis. But the only thing is what is tzitzis? How do you do tzitzis? Tzitzis is defining the beged through the kanfos. I mean, through the kanfos. That's the way you do it. What is tzitzis? Tzitzis is defining the beged. How? Through kanfos. So the kanfos is just the manner of carrying out the chayav of tzitzis. But all begadim are chayav in it, but if you don't have corners, then what are you going to do? We don't know where to put them. So that's just the way in which the chiyuv sets itself up is through corners. Or do you say not? That a four-cornered beged is a different shame in a beged. It's a different kind of a beged, which is chayiv in a corner, and so this another one is the chayiv in corner. So what's the difference? So which one's which? Which one's ha'am? Which one's ha'am?
Say that specifically a four-cornered beged is
So within this, is that on?
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's look at it like that. So the Havamina held that really all garments are chayav. And this is the way you would think about it. I mean, really all garments are chayav in tzitzis. I mean, why should it be only, you know, all garments are chayav in tzitzis. But tzitzis is so to speak, the corners are so to speak the makom hanacha. Where do I put tzitzis? On the corners. So if there are no corners, I can't do it, right? Also, if that's the case, if I have a four-cornered garment and then I fold up the corners, and now there are no corners anymore, so I know where to put them. There are no corners. Right? Okay? But if... So I say a potter. Okay? Because every garment is chayav, not changing its definition as a beged. No, it was always chayav, and it's still chayav. But the whole idea of corners, I need somewhere to put it, so now I don't have somewhere to put it. But if you'll tell me that... No, that a cornered beged is a new quality of a beged. It's part of the very shame beged. It's a different shame in the beged than a cornered garment. So now you're telling me that a beged has corners. And if that's the case, then when I fold it up, even though those corners, so to speak, aren't functioning now, but those are still its corners, because a corner is part of the very definition of the beged, that it's a four-cornered beged, and these are its corners. So you fold it up, so it happens to be right now they're not functioning in that manner, but those are its corners, a four-cornered garment, and that's where you put it, because that is its definitional corners. Those corners are part of the very definition of it. Then you can't change that by just folding it up in a temporary way. But the Havamina held it wasn't a different quality of a beged. I mean, it held that it's every beged is garment, so you just practically need somewhere to put it. But then you're dealing with a corner as like a functional thing. So if it's not there, then you can't do it. You say the corner which used to be the corner, but that's not the corner anymore. You can only say that our idea that is the underlying corner if a corner is part of the very underlying definition of the baguette. So just one more point is that if you say that, the step from the first case to the second case, things are very nice. Because the first case was saying, is the idea of four corners versus five corner baguette, is that a qualitative thing or it's just an accidental, you know? Is there a four corner baguette and a five corner different qualities? So it's all, no. Four corner baguette, no, they're not different qualities. Okay, they're all basically corner baguette. But now they're saying, oh, so maybe you'll tell me that even the idea of four cornered versus all begotten, there are no qualities. They're just all, every all begotten are the same, basically. And it's just corner is just an accidental thing. It happens to be where you're going to put it, and therefore it could potter it by folding it up. That it's saying is not true. That there are different qualities of begotten. A cornered baguette is a different quality from a non-cornered baguette. That is the case. And therefore, a corner is part of its definition. And when you fold it up, you have to put it, that's still going to be the underlying definition of a corner. Okay?